My friends, sometimes you have to tell the story not from the beginning, but from the end. And that will help you understand everything that has to do with the meaning of what has happened. So in today's video, I want to talk about the spiritual sense, what this is in scripture, how we can apply it to our daily lives, everything that happened with my wife and I looking for confession, the intercession of Blessed Carlo Acutis, this and more in today's video. Please join me. And you know how I always like to do, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Carlos Acutis, pray for us. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. So friends, this is the channel Uniquely Mary. My name is Alvaro, and it feels like it has been forever since I have made a video. I miss you so much. I miss doing this. This is such a gift, and so much has happened on this trip, a lot of which I did not expect, some good, some not so good. And I want to share with you some of the ways that God has been speaking to me. So first, I want to talk about if you want to support this channel, pray for me, please. Watch my other videos. Pray for me. I'm still a little bit sick. You can support me through Patreon, you can support me through PayPal or Etsy, but always watch my videos, like them, share feedback and comments, and let's journey in this together. So the spiritual sense, when we talk about the scriptures, sometimes they talk about the five senses of scriptures. I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but what it has to do with is this idea that there are different ways that we can read a scripture to understand what is it trying to say, what's the literal sense, what's the spiritual sense, and these other senses that talk about that the scriptures, there's more than meets the eye there, and you have to see them in different ways. Well, our lives are the same way. You know, I can tell you what happened on the trip, but what I always like to focus on it is, what does it mean? What does it mean? What's the meaning of this trip, and what was the spiritual meaning that God was trying to teach me that I can share with other people? And so I think one theme that was happening on this trip was the stars and the difficulty in seeing them. And the spiritual meaning of this is the saints. The saints are our stars that are guiding us. Okay, so let me tell you the story. So my wife and I, and me in particular, we love going to confession. You know, it's something that we love doing, because we know how holy Jesus is. We know how holy he wants us to be. And we want to bring every sin and every mistake, everything, we want to bring it to the Lord in confession. And we know that Jesus has given the keys to Peter and to every bishop and priest, and specifically to every priest, that key unlocks the blood of Jesus. And that's specifically what forgives us of our sins. St. Catherine of Siena puts us in the way that I just told you. So we love going to confession. And in New Mexico, we had a really hard time finding priests to go to confession to. It was just difficult. There was one available at the Chimayo Sanctuary, but before the trip ended, we wanted to go, and we were just having a really difficult time. So, and it was the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary this past Saturday, so we really wanted to go, weren't able to go. We were so bummed about that. So then we thought, well, we'll go early on Sunday, the following day, today, June 13th. And I was looking up at different masses, and I found that this one church had confession at 8:30. It's St. Francis of Assisi Church. So I woke up that morning a little bit early, and I looked over, and there was a newspaper laying there in her grandmother's house. And it was an article about how the local bishop of Amarillo had just gotten a relic of Blessed Carlos Acutis. And I thought, man, that is so cool. I wonder where that relic is. And I kind of read the article real briefly. And didn't really think much of it, but I just thought, man, Blessed Carlos, that'd be awesome if we can go venerate you with the kids, because you are such an example of holiness to young people. Well, we got ready to go to confession. Everyone was exhausted from the drive because we drove kind of overnight. It was just so long. So with Eden and Rachel and I, we got in the car. We drove about almost 30 minutes to this church, St. Francis of Assisi. Well, it turns out they were having confirmation that day. And so when that happens, the bishop usually arrives. The parish priest was kind of like all frantic, you know, because he was worried about all these details. It was a very small church. And I didn't even know where they had confessions. So in God's providence, there was this other guy who needed to go to confession. So he found the priest. And I was like, please help us out. Like, can you ask? Because, you know. So that guy was talking to the priest, and the priest was like, yes, yes, I'm just getting ready. So he was a little bit late in starting. Well, then he went, well, first had to go these four kids that were being confirmed that day. So they went. And as that was happening, what I had kept seeing in our trip is that all these plans that we had would kind of get, we would find obstacles and they wouldn't work out. So I thought, man, what if we can't go to confession? That'd be so sad. And I felt interiorly like Jesus told me that scripture verse that we heard not too long ago, whatever you ask for, believe that you will receive it. Believe that you have received it already, and it will be given to you. Do not doubt. Now, I'm totally paraphrasing it, but I knew that Jesus was saying, believe. And so what I began thinking in my mind was I was imagining Rachel and I joyfully celebrating having gone to confession, and just the joy of that Sunday, June 13th, important to me because of Fatima. It's the second apparition day of the Fatima apparitions. Us having breakfast, because we were going to go have breakfast, and just sort of celebrating. And I was just really imagining that. And I was also seeing how much the devil was tempting me to doubt, to think, nope, not going to happen. Sorry. Your desire, your holy desire is not going to take place. And I said, Jesus, I believe that you will give this to us. Well, people were taking forever to go to confession. It ended at 9 because there was going to be the Mass at that point. So I was praying and and I also began asking the intercession of Blessed Carlos Acutis. Why? Well, I told you it was a confirmation Mass. And when I first walked in, I saw a priest, someone who I thought was a priest. It wasn't a priest. It was the bishop. It was the local bishop of Amarillo. He just happened to be there. He had his pectoral cross. And guess what he was carrying? He was carrying a relic of Blessed Carlos Acutis. Now, I didn't see the relic, but I knew, I made the connection. I had been reading about him early that morning. He was already praying for me because he knew that he would run into me just a few moments later. I saw him at the church. Can you imagine that? How awesome this is. He was right there, and then he was placed on the altar so that we could all venerate him. He was praying for us. And towards the, so then we were in line for confession. I let my wife go first. And then I went, and then after that, the priest ended. We were the last ones to go. There was someone behind me that they didn't get a chance to go. We were so happy. And man, that grace that we received, it's like I was given it sort of like by the skin of my teeth. And so there was a lot of things that I learned about that. The truth of that statement that Jesus says, believe that you will receive it, and it will be yours. But how difficult it is to get that, that belief is kind of surrounded by doubt and surrounded by obstacles. It's not going to happen. Nope, sorry, just give up. And that our faith sometimes can be so weak, so we have to make so much effort. But we need the light of the saints to give us that strength. And Blessed Carlos Acutis was praying for us so that we can kind of share in that grace of that confession. Now, I want to connect. So that was an amazing thing. And I want to connect that to part of Blessed Carlos Acutis' spirituality, because this is hard to find on the internet. I was looking for this because it said it in the article. Now, Blessed Carlos Acutis had this thing called the Holiness Kit. 9 things that he did on a daily basis, or on a regular basis, in his steps towards holiness. If you try to find this on the internet, you can barely find it. They don't want to talk about it. And I think why? Because the devil doesn't want it to be talked about. These are the 9 things that he did that led him to holiness. He wasn't just this or that. He wasn't just a cool kid who loved the internet. There is more to him than just that. Now, I want to give you those 9 things that he did. in His holiness kit. So first of all, and I'll kind of list them out, but important for you, and I want you to ask Him to share in this these simple things, but powerful things. So first, to love God with all your heart, above all. And it's obviously, that should be first, and He puts it first. Now, the second thing, each day, to try to go to Mass and receive communion. So go to Mass and receive communion every day. The urgency of daily communion. Wow. You know, He didn't just become a saint for any reason. He was doing things that led Him there. The third thing, pray the rosary daily. Daily. For those of you that are struggling to pray the rosary daily, ask Blessed Carlos Acutis to give you that fervor that he himself practiced. That fourth thing, read a passage of sacred scripture so that Jesus can speak to you, so that you can be challenged. And you'll be hearing one at Mass. You can probably take that same one and meditate on it so you can grow in holiness. The fifth one, make a visit to Jesus in the tabernacle each day, not just once a week or twice a week or once a month. every day to visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in adoration, if you have it near parish, or in the tabernacle. Now, the sixth thing, to go to confession once a week. There's the connection. There's a connection. So Rachel and I, we love going to confession. St. John Paul II went to confession weekly. How much more should we go? This young saint, he did it. He became a saint for a reason. To go to confession once a week. Now, I believe this would be the eighth one, to help others as often as you can. Now, some of the examples are saving up money or having money for the poor, every opportunity you can to help other people. So to have all of those things that are growing your love for God and growing your own holiness, and once that's in place, giving that love that you've received to other people. And then the last one, another one, super important, simple one, to rely on your guardian angel as your best friend. Wow. That is just amazing. You know, often I joke with people, I'm not much of a dog lover, and I'll joke with people about dogs and your best friends and your pets. Well, do you know that you have an immortal creature that is by your side at all times? And his or her, you know, they have no gender. Your guardian angel's one mission is you. More than your wife or your husband has a mission of you, like your guardian angel. You don't need a dog. You have a guardian angel, an immortal being of light that can teleport anywhere by the mere power of their thought. And they love you. And their mission is you. So they should be your best friend. So let's go through those nine things again. To love God with all your heart. Each day to try to go to Mass and receive communion. Pray the rosary. Read a passage of sacred scripture. Make a visit to Jesus in the tabernacle each day. To go to confession once a week. To help others as often as you can. And to rely on your guardian angel as your best friend. So, nine steps. So, I guess go to Mass and receive communion. They must have counted as two. Anyway, my friends, thank you so much for watching this video. I want to share so much with you that I've learned on this trip. Please continue praying for me. And I'll put a link so you can get to know more about Blessed Carlos Acutis and his holiness kit. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.